This is the Texas Standard.
On Monday, the Texas Senate Finance Committee held a hearing on a bill authored by Republican State Senator Jay Nelson that would give a $5,000 pay raise to full-time teachers across the state. But before it passed through the committee, it got some serious pushback from a group of Texas school professionals, like Jennifer Laboon, who testified that she has a problem with who's defined as a teacher here and who isn't. She's a library administrator with the Fort Worth Independent School District and current president of the Texas Library Association. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You testified this week in front of the Senate Finance Committee hearing in opposition to SB 3. I think that might raise a few eyebrows, especially since this particular bill proposes a $5,000 pay rise, raise for full-time classroom teachers. Why would you be opposed to that?
Well, we actually went on record that we are in support of the bill as long as it amends the language to include teachers as school librarians, because we know that school librarians are, in fact, teachers. They teach students every day in the largest classroom in the school. And so we applaud the Senate for sponsoring this bill, but we certainly want them to know that we should be included with it.
But I think some people have this idea that teachers spend more on their own education, perhaps getting ready as to teach a class, than say librarians spend on their education. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we do lesson planning. We do curriculum mapping. We don't just have one curriculum like a math teacher would or a science teacher would. We're responsible for knowing all of the curriculum areas that are being taught in our school. So we're studying curriculum. We're looking for ways to enhance what the teachers are teaching every day, whether that be through providing them resources or having them in the library where co-teaching is happening, or sometimes librarians are teaching alone without the teacher present.
So why do you think that lawmakers are reluctant to include librarians as teachers in this bill?
Well, I think they were very forthcoming with us that they wanted to include everyone. And of course, you know, in a perfect world, they would include everyone that works directly with students, which we certainly do. But I think that they just were concerned that it was a slippery slope. If they opened it up to librarians, there might be, you know, a case to bring in others. But we support the idea that we are teachers. We teach all day, every day. Sometimes it's not a standard class. It's, you know, a small group of kids who have dropped in to do research. But we're still teachers working with students, teaching their curriculum, even if it's not always in the most traditional way that you think of. It's happening organically sometimes rather than planned and scheduled, you know, bell to bell every day. And we know through research that schools that have a strong library program have better student success on standardized tests.
What do you think? You think that it's going to be, you think you persuaded anyone?
Well, I think that we have made enough, we've made enough visits to the Capitol. They know us. They know what we do. This was not my first time to testify in front of that committee. I've already been once this session, and I've been many times over the years. They weren't surprised to see us. So they had already been thinking about it. It was clear other senators on the committee asked direct questions to see, you know, what the thought was at the moment. And I feel like that I completely believe that Senator Nelson is going to, you know, stay true to her word and look at the numbers and see if it's possible. There aren't tens of thousands of school librarians in the state. There are about 4,500. And so it's not going to break the state bank to add us to the formula. So hopefully we will get to have an amendment moving forward.
Jennifer Laboon is a library administrator with the Fort Worth Independent School District. She is also current president of the Texas Library Association. Ms. Laboon, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.